Hello and welcome to another episode of Gully Cricket to Bounce Wicket podcast. I'm your host Srinivas.
Hi everyone, this is Raja.
By the sound of trumpet in our intro, you would have understood what are we going to discuss today, isn't it? Yes, we are going to discuss nothing but only IPL. We are witnessing nail-biting matches every day. And without any further delay, let's get into the episode. Today, we are going to discuss match 3, 4 and 5. So let's start with match 3. So Raja, match 3 is basically between your favorite team SRH and KKR. So SRH won the toss and elected to bowl. So the team that they basically come up with has obviously David Warner, Johnny Bairstow, Mohammad Dhabi and Rashid Khan as the foreign players. And coming to KKR, they have chosen Ian Morgan, obviously captain for the team, Andrew Russell, Shakib Ul Hasan and Pat Cummins as their foreign players. And surprise pick here is Harbhajan Singh. So, Raja, what are your thoughts on squads from both the teams?
Thanks, Inu, for the intro. But yeah, I felt that the squads were pretty well balanced on both sides, actually. I know it's a tough call for Sunrisers to always leave out Kane Williamson, but considering that the matches are being played in Chennai and with a slower track, maybe the off-spin of Nabi would have been a little worth a little bit more. In such a situation. And added to that, it has been reported that Williamson was coming out of an injury and maybe lack of match fitness was also a concern. But other than that, SRH's teams were pretty much straightforward, I felt. And coming to KKR, as you already mentioned, I was a little surprised with Harbhajan Singh, saying that there were reports that during the commentary in itself, they were talking about how his last game was way back in IPL 2019.
Yeah, I think more or less similar to Suresh Raina. Suresh Raina played between 4R5 Shahid Mushtaq Ali and I think Harbhajan haven't even played that.
Correct. So it was good for that aspect that he came back. And I was also very curious to see how Nitish Rana and who has recovered from COVID and also Ian Morgan, who's coming off an injury, would do. So barring these two, I think KKR looked they played their best possible 11 and it was a pretty competitive match, as I can tell you.
Yeah, Raja, let's move on to KKR batting. So basically they scored 187 for 20 overs. Nitish Rana and Shubman Gill started well and they got about 50 runs in the power play, which is very good considering they are playing on a slow Chennai pitch, right? And even Rahul Tripathi has come up and scored a quick 53. And in between, SRH, of course, tried to pull back the innings, but till Dinesh Karthik ensured, they were reaching above par, if I say, not too much away from the, SRH reach, but at least they got above par score, if you ask me, considering 187. At one stage, they were looking like, it was certain 200 on the scoreboard is coming, but yes, SRH pulled them back. So what are your thoughts on KKR batting, Raja?
Absolutely brilliant stuff from Nitish and Nitish Rana and Rahul Tripathi especially. So the way they went about their batting was full of confidence and with a very aggressive approach. And it was also aided by the fact that SRH bowlers, especially Bhuvneshwar and Sandeep, they gave a lot of room for these two guys to cash in on. So they were very brutal on the loose deliveries, and because of the volume of loose deliveries that came in their way, they got off to a brilliant start. And also, as you said, it was pulled back pretty nicely considering the last 4 to 5 overs, and aided by the fact that Rashid Khan was the ever dependable bank for SRH and finishing his 4 overs at 24 for 2. I think that was the only positive point, if I may say, from the bowling attack. And he was instrumental in making sure that the score didn't go way out of reach. But as you mentioned already, 187 was a very above par score.
Yeah, Raja, like you mentioned, I'm quite surprised that Bhuvneshwar went for runs. He had an amazing England tour of India in T20s. His comeback was amazing. In fact, he won the Player of the Month award by ICC, in fact, for his performance against England in T20s. Right. And I was quite surprised the way he has bowled. And Rashid Khan, like you have already mentioned, is amazing talent. And I have a basic doubt on Rashid Khan. He's an off spinner or leg spinner? He bowls 40, I think 47-48% googlies and another 48-48%. Yeah, leg breaks and 5% maybe straight balls. So I'm not sure whether it is right to call Rashid Khan as a leg break bowler anymore. So moving on, let's go to SRH innings. They lost early wickets. I believed in you, Raja. I believed in your captain. I've made David Warner as captain in my fantasy team. Still, you know.
How much did that cost you?
I don't know, man. My ranking is very bad as of now. I can only say that. So, yeah. So SRH lost early wickets, which has definitely put pressure on their, you know, power play outcome, which is, you know, 35 runs they could score in power play. Probably, maybe if you see in hindsight at the end of the match, that could be the difference between the two teams, right? The power play score. I think they lost by around 10 runs, and there is a difference of around 15 runs between both the teams in the power play score. So definitely early wickets has helped KKR to put more pressure. And Manish Pandey and Johnny Bairstow had a very decent partnership. I think initially they started slowly, and once the power play is over, Bairstow started hitting sixes. Manish Pandey on the other end was quite slow till the end. And one question that everyone is asking, Raja, like after Bairstow has got out, they would have sent Abdul Samad. They have done mistake by sending Nabi.
Absolutely.
At least or after Nabi, they would have sent Abdul Samad instead of Vijay Shankar.
Actually, it's a good point in hindsight to look at, because Samad, when he came in with a very few balls left, he smashed Pat Cummins for a couple of brilliant sixes. So having him ahead would have helped, might be. But the thing is that I think it would have been difficult to not consider guys like Nabi to go ahead, because he has such a great reputation as a finisher. And when it comes to the Vijay Shankar point, he in fact was one of the best players in the practice games that they played. You know, even across domestic as well as international players, he was the standout performer. So maybe considering that, they must have sent them ahead. But I think a bit of a blame should also lie at while pacing the chase with Manish Pandey as well. He couldn't get, you know, like he couldn't hit out.
Yeah, I was coming to Manish Pandey next. Because he played 40 odd balls. Yeah, he played 44 balls and he scored 61.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, if we look the scorecard, it might look okay. He scored 130 he scored at a strike rate of 138. And if I remove the last ball six,
right.
Okay, so he will be having a score of 55 for 43 balls. It is unacceptable, right? In that case, strike rate will become 127, 128. And for a batsman coming at three and being, end as not out of the innings and team losing the innings is quite unacceptable, right? Because I think a few days back, we had a discussion that Manish Pandey went for 11 crores. And, you know, you said he's domestic player, cap player. And obviously, you know, he'll cost more. He has experience also. But I think he failed to do that. It will be interesting to see how going forward he's going to play.
No, I agree with what you just said. He should be accepting of the criticism that might come his way with the innings. Because he came in at, when it was Warner got out at 1.3 or under second, just inside the second over, and he was there till the end. It would have been his responsibility to finish the innings and make sure that the team got over the line once the stability was achieved. What Pandey and Bairstow did at the start during the power play was necessary to stabilize the innings and so that there weren't too many wickets that were lost. But I completely agree that playing the innings out and remaining not out was not the... It doesn't really reflect the way in which he played the innings. So I'm sure he must be introspecting and reflecting on that. And I'm sure he will be trying to change that reputation going forward.
Yeah, so let's move on to KKR's bowling, Raja. So, Harbhajan Singh opened the bowling. Again, another surprise. So, basically, I mentioned when I said, you know, Harbhajan was selected in the squad, which was surprise itself. Because even we discussed with KKR fan when he was on the show that, you know, Harbhajan Singh might play a mentor role, you know, coaching Kuldeep Yadav and Varun Chakravarti and all.
Correct.
So, they surprised him by bringing him and they surprised again by giving first over. The surprise got solved, actually. For me, that surprise got solved by the end of the match when I understood they took Harbhajan only for the sake of getting Warner out. He bowled only one over when Warner was in and he almost got him out. Right? I think there was a dropped catch in the
first
over.
Yeah,
there was a dropped catch in the first over and he almost got him out. So their whole, this correct. Whole purpose of bringing Harbhajan must be to get out David Warner only. So moving on, also like I don't say the Kolkata bowlers have performed well. I mean, overall, if you see the scorecard, they went for runs, but it's a high scoring game. And yeah, overall, they won the match. It's their day, right? What do you say about Kolkata's bowling?
Yeah, I think there are still issues with Kolkata's bowling also. But yeah, I think the batting did the job for them. They made sure that the score was above par. And even when Bairstow and Pandey were there for the longest time, the run rate never came down below 11 or 12. So I think the scoreboard pressure was always there. And they just had to close out the chase in the latter few part of the chase, and which they did well, I thought. You know, whether it is Pat Cummins or Andre Russell being brought back only for the final few overs, and he with his angle that was coming in around the wicket to the right hander and way outside the off stump, and he did well. So I think they closed out that particular innings pretty well. But yeah, considering the fact that this is a slowish kind of a pitch, and they're having bowlers of the quality of Harbhajan, Shakib and Varun Chakravarti, who are essentially slow, you know, spinning options, and them going for a few would have hurt them a little bit more. But again, all's well that ends well.
Sure, Raja. So let's move on to Rajasthan Royals versus Punjab Kings match. So good that I finally said Punjab Kings instead of Kings 11 Punjab. So for the fourth time consecutively, basically team one, the toss has decided to bowl first, probably because of the right. due, because of the T20 format itself. So if we look at squads, Rajasthan Royals has Ben Stokes, Jose Buttler, Mustafizur and Chris Morris. Chris Morris is obvious choice. There is no doubt, or Jose Buttler for that sake, and Ben Stokes. I mean, their foreign squad is more or less the same, right? Without Jofra Archer, I think this is how the squad is going to be. They would have gone with SSV Jaiswal instead of Manan Vora. But I think Manan Vora is one underrated player, if you ask me. Because I remember he was playing for Kings 11 Punjab, right? He always gives a good start. He may not be consistent, or he may not give you 60-70 runs. But he's a good player to give you that 20-30 in the power play. Anyway, so this is the squad they have went. And coming to Punjab. So Punjab, they have Chris Gayle. I thought actually Chris Gayle will start later, but yes, they started with Chris Gayle, Nicholas Puran, Riley Meredith, Jai Richardson. And one surprise pick for me is Shahrukh Khan starting ahead of Sarfaraz Khan. Sarfaraz Khan was a good player, or even Mandeep Singh. They have good players for that place, but still Sarfaraz Khan was left and Shahrukh Khan was included in Preeti Zinta's team, because who knows, kal ho na ho. So,
yeah.
So, your thoughts on squads, Raja? They haven't picked even Ravi Bishnoi also.
So, I feel that when it comes to the Rajasthan Royals, I think it was a very straightforward picks, at least for the starting 11. Only change would had Archer been available, they would have gone for Archer with Mustafizur. But at any point, I think this would have been the starting 11 that they had mapped out. Maybe bring in Unadkat instead of Chetan Zakaria. But as we will talk about him, he did a brilliant job. The young left-arm fast bowler. And Punjab Kings also, I thought that maybe they would give David Malan a chance instead of Chris Gayle. But again, they went with experience, and I'm sure the universe boss has done it for them multiple times, and he did a good job with batting this time around as well. And yeah, maybe Ravi Bishnoi instead of Murugan Ashwin. But once it's a like-to-like switch, I feel it's not something that is that will cause too much of controversy. I think both the teams went with the best for possible picks for the starting 11. And as the match turned out, it was a close encounter. And that shows that both were at their most competitive this particular game.
So moving on to Punjab Kings batting. So, Rahul and Mayank started well. Mayank got out pretty quickly, probably in third over or so. But still, he gave a good start. I mean, hitting few boundaries. Right. And Rahul also started well. He started a bit slow. But they got a start that they needed. And since Gale is there, you know, it was never a problem even when Mayank got out, and they got a pretty decent 46 in the power play. Surprising thing is Riyan Parag came in for bowling. He bowled only 1 over for Gale. Raja, have you seen the underarm ball that he has done? Like, probably taken inspiration from Kedar Jadhav, of course. Yeah, once Gale got out to Riyan Parag, talking of Gale's wicket, Ben Stokes got injured and his finger got broken taking the catch of the Gale for this very, you know, delivery, which was announced today. So, yeah, Deepak Hooda came and amazing hitting man, Deepak Hooda. So, I remember Deepak Hooda batting in Rajasthan Royals when Rahul Dravid was in Royals. That was the time, if I remember correctly, he made his debut for Rajasthan Royals, and then now he has moved to Punjab Kings, right. And he must be very determined to play this time because he had a rift with Krunal Pandya, and he was out of SM80 and Vijay Hazare trophy. So this must be his only chance to perform and prove. Amazing hitting, man. Your thoughts on Punjab's batting, Raja?
Incredible. I think they have one of the best batting lineups are going around the league, and they proved it to a large extent. And as you said, Rahul was extremely good. And coming down to Hooda and what they've done, it's been a great first few games for uncapped Indian players, right? You know, you're starting from Harshal Patel against RCB, and then across the games, you see, and in the last game, we talked about Nitish Rana and Rahul Tripathi. And right now it is Deepak Hooda. All of them have come with some kind of brilliant form, and also a lot of determination to prove themselves. Well, the impetus that Deepak Hooda gave to Punjab remained the reason why I think they crossed over the line, as we'll talk about it going forward. But again, as it was Mumbai, and Mumbai is always a tough bowling situation for any kind of a bowler. But having said that, having the likes of Mustafizur, Chris Morris, and now reputed guys like Shreyas Gopal and Rahul Tewatia, and even then, you know, going for such a huge amount of runs would have dented Rajasthan Royals' confidence as well. What did you feel about their bowling performance in all?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I'm pretty impressed for Chetan Sakaria. He was probably, I don't have any stats or numbers, but is he the shortest fast bowler that India has ever seen?
I don't know about that.
He looks like a kid. Yeah. I mean, he's of course, I think 20 to 23 years old, but he bowled really well up front also. I think he took Mayank's wicket also, and he took a stunner of a catch of Nicholas Puran in the end. Yeah, overall, they didn't bowl well. I think they leaked too many runs. Like I mentioned, they were at 46 at the end of power play, which is 6 overs. And in last 14 overs, if you see, like, they have given what? Close to 170, 180 runs. Yeah. I think it was too much of leakage of runs. Of course, we know Mumbai is a batting paradise once it got eased out. But still, I think they went for too many runs. Your thoughts on Sanju Samson captaincy? He looked quite cool for me.
Yeah. I think he was pretty good behind the. It was his first outing, and it is too early to say if he's done a great job or not. But I think he tried his best to stem the onslaught. A few changes with the bowling, maybe they've not worked out the way that he wanted to. But I'm sure he's learning on the job, and he'll do much better. He seemed promising, I can say. There's still some doubts as to whether he can manage the whole enterprise and manage the whole field, you know, considering all that. But I think he did a fairly decent job going for his first outing.
I think KL Rahul, we have to mention, I'm sure coming into the, you know, batting, he must be having a lot of pressure, right? He was with Indian team for quite some time, not getting enough chances and not getting the place that he wanted. He was playing down the order, and I think this is his chance to prove that he's a top order batsman, right? He started slowly, but yes, 50 balls, 91 runs, amazing hitting. And credit to Rahul Tewatia's amazing catch in the boundary line. Otherwise, I'm sure Rahul would have completed his century. And speaking of Shah Rukh Khan again, so basically he came in 19th over, I think, to say goodbye, basically. I think he has hit a 4. So even though Preeti Zinta and Shah Rukh Khan did a movie, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, but still he came in the end to say goodbye. Overall, it was a good innings. So let's move on to Rajasthan Royals batting. Raja, your thoughts on Royals batting?
Oh, incredible. All of us talk about, you know, guys like Ben Stokes and Jos Buttler being the linchpins of Rajasthan. And Sanju Samson is always looked at as a mercurial kind of a batsman. He's very, if it's his day, he goes all out. And if he doesn't, he looks very ugly. So having, losing Ben Stokes at zero, and then Manan Vora pretty early, you know, like losing two wickets within the power play and still managing to get to very close to the such a huge amount of total, like getting and falling short by just a stroke. That shows that they've done really, and I wouldn't say it's a team kind of an effort because it was completely on the shoulders of Sanju Samson.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He was anchoring from one side, and anchoring doesn't mean he's scoring at 120, 130. He was scoring at 150, 170. And yeah, of course, like it's a huge total. Everyone has to contribute. And we all know Sanju Samson is amazing talent. His six hitting ability or his shot selection is unmatchable. But the only problem that I have, Raja, with Samson is his consistency, right? There is no wonder that he could produce such kind of innings that what he has done. My only problem, I'm looking at a scorecard in IPL 2020 match, where I think against CSK, they scored 216 and Samson scored 74 of 32 in the first match. I think first match against RR and CSK.
Sharjah, right?
Yeah, Sharjah. So after that also, I've seen scorecards of last year IPLs. He scored well in, I think, two or three matches initially. And then his performance got faded out. And towards the end, again, he scored few innings. And that's why he got Australia chance and unfortunately, he couldn't perform there. I'm all for Sanju Samson. I just want his consistency. He need not score a century every time. He can score 30s, 40s also, but I want that consistent 30-40. Because if we see in IPL 2020, he has scored two or three good scores. After it, there are five or six single-digit scores. I think that's the only reason why Sanju Samson has not been selected for England. And one more point on Rajasthan Royals batting, Raja. So, do you think Jos Buttler coming at three down is okay, or do you think he'll be better at?
I think it's a moot point now because as you talked about it, Ben Stokes is out of the IPL.
Yeah, I think it's obvious choice.
Buttler will come up right now. Correct, correct. So yeah. I think that question through fate or misfortune has been addressed now. Unfortunate for Ben Stokes and Rajasthan Royals to begin their campaign in such a way, but I'm sure Jos Buttler will move up now, and I'm looking at maybe Liam Livingstone. They have David Miller as well, but he won't give you a few overs, I think, which Livingstone
like,
can give you.
Like I mentioned about Samson, there is a problem of consistency with David Miller also. Because I remember at one point, David Miller and Maxwell were, you know, much feared finishers for Kings XI Punjab. The very reason that both of them have been released was an issue of consistency. So coming back to Rajasthan Royals batting, Shivam Dubey, he has played some good innings in between.
He looked good. He looked very good.
Yeah, he Shivam looked Dubey. Very good. Riyan Parag, man, the way he has hit six of Mohammad
Shami. What a talent, man.
What a talent. have you seen that? He has hit a leg flick, which went for a six.
I did, yeah.
Manan Vora has hit another leg flick, which was amazing. I mean, I was so happy seeing all these young Indian talents doing so well. He got out, unfortunately. Again, Shami is an experienced bowler. So, he'll learn from his mistakes, Riyam Parag, definitely. Coming to end of Rajasthan Royals batting, the whole internet is discussing about one point. Samson would have taken that single or not? So what are your thoughts on that, Raj?
Honestly, I'm not a fan of people like farming the strike, especially when it comes to the last few balls, especially when there is a accomplished batsman on the other side, whether it be Indian international legends or whoever it is, you know, because all of them are there to perform a certain kind of a job. And say if Samson had gone for that single, and if suppose there was a misfield or an overthrow because of the pressure on the fielder, the score they would have ended up needing say two or three or four for the last stroke. It just gives you more options when it comes down to the last ball. And when say if you needed four, you could have ran three, you could have hit a four, but because there were five needed,
he can still hit
for
six
that
and
expensive stroke
instead of Samson still Morris would have hit 6.
But yeah, but I'm sure, you know, it's just keeping the options open in terms of trade. Right. Like, because the one run would have made a difference between going for, you know, running hard and going for 2 or 3 or, you know, stroking
definitely
for a boundary or going for a 6. So there were 3 or 4 different options if that single was taken. And instead of that, it ended up being a single stroke. You either have to go for a 6 to win the game or hit a 4 for the single. It ended up becoming a boundary game.
No, definitely, Raja. I agree with you. In general, I don't like denying singles or twos in between, especially in the slog overs. But in this particular case, I think Sanju Samson as a captain and as a player who faced almost 60 balls till that time would have bagged himself to, you know, hit that 6. But again, there is no right or wrong in this. I think he took a chance.
Yeah, correct, correct. It could have gone either way, Magdi.
Yeah, it could have gone either way.
Since we are talking...
In hindsight,
but credit where it's due, it was a brilliant over by Arshdeep in the last
definitely.
Over.
I mean, the whole, if I see his bowling, he bowled 4 overs and he gave 35 runs and took 3 wickets, which is economy of 8.8. And especially in a game of over 200. Amazing, right? Like, even if I do a pro rata basis calculation, like let us say he gave 9 runs, which is only 180. Whereas like Rajasthan Royals need 220 runs. In fact, Shami has also bowled really well. He got the crucial Ryan Prag wicket in the end and Ben Stokes wicket up front. So amazing bowling by Shami and Arshdeep Singh. And forgettable debut for probably Jai Richardson and Riley Meredith.
It was a harsh lesson for them. Harsh entry to IPL cricket. Because coming from Australia with such a huge reputation and a huge auction.
So, Raja, let's move on to our next match. MI versus KKR. So, in this match, again, KKR won the toss and opted to bowl. And again, MI has been put to batting on a slow Chennai track. They haven't done much of changes to the squad. They like Chris Lynn has come in place of Quinton de Kock in the first match. So Quinton de Kock is back into squad and Chris Lynn has been rested. Coming to KKR, I think they went with the same squad. No changes. Like typical Ian Morgan, or as I say, more and more he's becoming a clone of Dhoni. They went with the same squad basically. So Mumbai, they had a pretty decent start. Of course, they lost Quinton de Kock early and we all know what Sky is capable of doing. And Rohit Sharma, if he's at crease, he can explode any time. They got a pretty decent start. They got 42 in the power play. And I think after that, Surya Kumar Yadav has accelerated the innings. Probably at the end of 10 overs, they were somewhere around 80 runs. And I thought, you know, definitely at the end of 10th over, you have Surya Kumar Yadav and Rohit batting and they were at 80. So I was expecting them to score maybe 190, 200 because they already played on this track and they know that getting difficult to bat. So I thought they'll have some runs on their back. Then comes the mini collapse, right? Not mini collapse, it's a big collapse, especially coming to, you know, batting stature of Mumbai Indians. So your thoughts on Mumbai Indians batting, Raja?
A tale of two halves, I felt. After the end of the first 10 overs, they looked like they would have gone to like 180, 190 plus. But again, they've been pulled back by a brilliant bowling performance in the latter half of the back 10 of the innings. But yeah, I am completely on board and I agree with what you said with the collapse that happened. You know, like when we were discussing MI's performance, even MI's scope, even during the previews, we had one query that we had, or when point that we wanted to talk about, where having the first few matches in on slowish pitches would hamper their style of batting. And looking at how they went about even in the first game against RCB and the KKR match, maybe there is a bit of a concern there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely there is a concern, Raja. If I see what happened in RCB match, so MI basically lost 6 wickets for 31 runs versus RCB and lost 7 wickets for 38 runs versus KKR in the final 5 overs. It's a big, big concern. It will get camouflaged with the result that they have got. But I think going forward, they'll definitely have a look at what happened, you know, after 10 overs or especially after 15th over. So let's look at how KKR has bowled, Raja. I think Chakravarti haven't had a brilliant first game. I think he leaked at around 9 runs in an over in the first game and he came back brilliantly, man. He took a wicket and he bowled really tight lines and I think brilliant. He got Quinton de Kock wicket very early in the innings. That's a big handbrake, right, for Mumbai. Yeah, coming to others, also Pat Cummins has bowled really well in between, and Russell, man. I just want to know your thoughts on Russell's bowling. He took 5 wickets, he bowled 2 overs, he started bowling in 18th over.
Incredible. I think, he's turning out into a death over specialist for KKR, and he's been doing that for a while, in fact, but we didn't really focus too much attention on Russell's death bowling, but all these years. But this particular innings was a brief spell, and he bowled beautiful lines, and he was incredible. He put complete break to what is considered to be one of the best lower middle orders, in not just in IPL history, but in franchise cricket.
Yeah, very true. And someone, directly coming and bowling in 18th over itself is very much incredible, right? Normally, bowlers look for, if they have to bowl in the death overs, normally bowlers look for getting into rhythm. Like they may need one over early on to just get into that rhythm game zone. But this man, coming and just bowling 2 overs and taking 5 wickets, amazing, amazing. So absolutely, let's move on to Kolkata Knight Riders batting, Raja. Again, Mitesh Rana and Shubman Gill gave a very good start, and barring the opening stand, I think it's complete collapse. So at one stage, I think they had a pretty decent 45 in the power play, and again at the end of 10th over, they were at around 80 runs, similar stage to what correct Mumbai has been. It was all but, KKR's game. So, your thoughts, Raja? What happened thereafter?
It was such a bizarre chase. Such a hugely bizarre chase. I'm actually still, it's difficult for me to come to terms with what happened. When, when you have the likes of, Morgan, Shakib, Karthik and Russell to bat, and you just had around 30 odd in the last 5 overs. And to end up falling short by 10 runs was it's still bizarre. And I don't know what happened and what kind of a mindset they had going into it. But another question that I wanted to ask you was that, we've seen 3 matches in Chennai now. And even Mumbai's innings in the first 10 overs, when the ball was hard and ball was relatively hard, they were able to get those runs. Even in KKR's innings, if you see the first 10 overs, it felt like a different game compared to the last 10. Same thing happened with RCB and MI in the first game as well. And also in KKR's first innings batting, where against SRH. So do you think there is some kind of there is a difficulty when the ball is getting older? Is that why they're unable to generate that kind of pace and move, keep at that same kind of a potential? Is it very specific to Chennai, or is it just poor batting? What do you think?
No, I think there is something definitely there in the pitch, Raja. There is no denying about that. The surprising thing is they are playing on different strips. Like every match is not correct being played in same strip. Chennai has prepared almost, 7 or 8 pitches for IPL, and almost they are playing every game on a different strip. But yeah, the basic nature of Chennai is not going away, basically. So I think, teams will definitely make a note of it in the upcoming matches. But yes, that slowness is there. And it'll be interesting to see how today's match will pan out, especially SRH has bowling as their strength, and last match, that's where they failed. So,
correct.
It would have been amazing opportunity for them to play initially at Chennai, but still they lost. So, I think RCB and SRH will make a note of it going forward. I was quite upset with, the short selection of Shakib Al Hasan and Ian Morgan, especially. Even before injury also, Ian Morgan was not quite in form, right? Against India, I don't think he played a very good innings or big innings. He got some runs right here and there. But yeah, that's the problem. And the short selection by both Shakib Al Hasan and Ian Morgan, especially when game is there in their kitty. These guys, Andrew Russell and Kieran Pollard, are playing together for quite some time, and they play together all around the world. They played mind games, especially when Andrew Russell has come, right? They have a silly point, they have a first slip, and a spinner bowling to Andrew Russell, and it's all planned, man. Like, you can see that very well. It's all planned, and it all worked out to Mumbai, and especially, it's another chapter in the book of Mumbai Indians, the art of coming back, you can say. Both of us spoke already, it's KKR game. They lost it. How it happened, I think it's a forgettable day for them, especially when they needed 22 of 3 overs, basically. They needed 22 of 3, 18 balls, and they are having you know, Andrew Russell and Dinesh Karthik at Greece, and it's cakewalk for them any day. I don't think anything other than mind game here played on them. If you look at last 2 hours, Raja, again, to the brilliance of Bumrah, opposition needed 19 runs of 12 balls. Bumrah bowled to ABD the other day and ABD won the contest that day. And yesterday, man, Bumrah, he gave just 4 runs. He's having, you know, incredible. Andrew Russell and yeah, it's a deja vu moment for them. But for Bumrah, it's like he came out this test with flying colors, right?
Absolutely. Great, great bowling at the back end, especially even Bolt also. Like
Even Trent Bolt's last over and not to forget, you know, Krunal Pandya's 18th over. Your spinner coming and bowling 18th over. And giving just 3 runs. It's amazing. And had they, you know, got Russell out earlier, they have dropped him twice. Had they got Russell earlier, would they have won the match? KKR would have won the match. What are your thoughts on
that? The way that they batted, I don't think they would have won it. Because I honestly feel that they should have finished it pretty earlier, you know, considering that they had everything under their control. And just, I don't think Russell getting out early also would have made that kind of difference, because it seemed like it was Mumbai's day. And the batting to come, you know, the guy, they got, you know, Pat Cummins got bowled first ball itself. And then you have Harbhajan Singh, who hasn't batted in 2 years. And then coming down to Prasidh Krishna and Varun Chakravarti, it wouldn't have made too much of a difference. The onus was on Russell and Karthik to finish it. And they had enough opportunity, in fact. Between the two of them, they batted 26 balls. So and ended up with just 17 runs. In what, even if they had gone with runner ball, they would have fallen short by maybe 1 run. It's very bizarre, the kind of batting that these reputed players had shown. And what a steep change, 180 degree turn from what Russell did in the first innings, where he put breaks on Mumbai and then coming back to putting breaks on the team itself.
I think he won the Game Changer Award, which has invited a lot of trolling on Twitter, definitely. So people started asking whether, you know, he changed the game towards KKR or towards Mumbai. So of course he bowled well, but I see, in my basic question, Raja, like, Game Changer Award has been given to Russell, and why not for Krunal Pandya for his amazing spell of, maybe he bowled what, 4 overs, and I think he gave only 12-13 runs. Or for that, say, even Rahul Chahar, he bowled 4 overs, he took 4 wickets, and he gave 27 runs. Amazing bowling. Like for that Andrew Russell thing, even we have commented on Twitter saying, are they trolling him? And it has come in News 18 in their article also. Like normally they'll do some snippets, no? Like, fans are trolling like this. So it has come in the News 18 article. I'll just link it up when we release this episode. So yeah, overall, it's a forgettable day for KKR. Hopefully they'll come out well. And again, like I mentioned, one last point, Adal. Some unusual thing is happening with Mumbai. We are seeing Mumbai's batting collapses and their spinners dominating the game, which is not usual, right? Normally their batting dominates and their fast bowlers dominates. So even in the first match also, Krunal Pandya had a great game, and he was quite successful containing runs against, you know, Virat Kohli. And this match he gave 13 runs of the 4 overs. So like, it's very unusual, right?
Yeah, off type, but as we had discussed earlier also, it's the nature of Chennai. I think because they're starting off in Chennai, they are going to be dependent on their spinners. And it was a question mark for a lot of us if they had that kind of strength in their spin bowling department. And we have been proven wrong again and again.
True, Raja. So let's hope all the balance games will also be the, you know, same level of competitive games, and we are all going to enjoy the match. That's all for the episode, guys. Let's catch up with you in the weekend episode again, discussing few more matches and amazing moments of the IPL 2021. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.